Full Metal Jacket on the show with us once again. We've got Suicidal Tendencies frontman Mike Muir. How are ya?
Doing really good.
Suicidal Tendencies, of course, the latest record is called World Gone Mad, and it's out there. And Suicidal Tendencies, able to tour with so many different bands, like everything from hardcore and punk to all types of metal. Mike, why do you think you appeal to so many different audiences?
I think it goes back the other way because so many people hated us at the time of what we were doing. I think, you know, like I said many times, our first record, the punk fanzine said it sucked. It wasn't punk. The metal fanzine said it sucked. It wasn't metal. And every record we did didn't really fit in, and we weren't really concerned about it. And so I think that's probably made things difficult at the time, but probably why we're still here. And it makes things a lot more exciting for us. You know, we just, like, when we're getting ready to go to Europe in summer, the diversity of festivals that we're doing and is way different than most bands. They're all on metal ones or this or that, and we get to play so many different things and events. It's really exciting, and it makes everything, you know, a lot of fun.
Full Metal Jacket, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies is with us. Going to play you a tune from the latest Suicidal record called World Gone Mad. This is Clap Like Ozzy. It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies with us on the show tonight. More than a couple of dozen people have been part of Suicidal Tendencies over the course of the band's history. Musically and personally, what gets somebody the gig to play with you?
Oh, well, I mean, if you read Wikipedia, there's a lot of people that have been in the band that I don't even know who they are. So, and some that I know that never were. But, you know, as you go on and do anything, when you first start doing things, you just do it hopefully to be fun. And you learn as you go. And then hopefully you want to challenge yourself, and you set goals, and you have hopefully a purpose and something you want to accomplish. And as my dad said, a lot of people, they try to be liked, get people to like them, and he said that you're much better off if you do what you like. And that's the point that we've always tried to do. And you know, at the time, it's like I said, it's easier to know what somebody likes. If you have a restaurant, you know, you put sugar on it, it tastes better, so to speak, but it's not better in the long run. And so, you know, even like, you know, going to probably Robert, who's probably the most famous ex, you know, when we first got in the band, and he's all slapping, and he's like, dude, I can't do this. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't do it? Of course you can. Slap like a beast. And he's like, yeah, but people won't accept that. And I go, it doesn't matter what people are used to. He goes, people don't do that. And I said, well, you're not people, you're Robert, and that's why you're in the band. And so we've been very fortunate to have people that have gone on and played with a massive diversity of people, you know, everyone from Prince to Sting, you know, to, you know, big rock bands, Brooks, you know, Rockman's playing with Ben Sevenfold, Robert of Metallica, Josh Freese has played, you know, basically with everybody. There's just so many great musicians. Steve Thundercat, you know, he just got Grammys for all the stuff he did with Kendrick Lamar, and doing just amazing and completely different music. His brothers, you know, as I mentioned, played with Prince and George Duke, all the heavyweights of jazz. And so, you know, you have to have talent, and talent is something not that you describe yourself as. It's something when you really push yourself and challenge yourself to do things that other people wouldn't do.
Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies is with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come this hour, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Got new music from Goat Whore coming up. More with Mike. It is all on the way. Full Full Metal Jacket, Suicidal Tendencies main man Mike Muir is our guest on the show this evening. Let's talk about Dave Lombardo, probably best known for his years with Slayer, but he's an extremely versatile drummer. How has he made a mark on Suicidal Tendencies?
Dave is basically the first person that we got that was famous before he was in the band. Bricks was 14, Josh was 17, a lot of them very young when they got in the band. But it's two parts, because I got the question a long time ago when people were asking, like, you know, you always get young people and new people in the band that they go, who's in a band that you would, you know, really want to play with? And I was like, wow, the only person I can really think of is Dave Lombardo. And that's because we toured with Slayer in Europe, and I used to just watch him every night and just go, this guy's a beast on drums. And we had some private discussions, not with him, but I was saying, like, wow, man, I wonder what Suicide would sound like with Dave on drums. And so that's just one of those ones. I think you kind of like talking about somebody else's girlfriend you're not supposed to, but, you know, it's kind of like that thing. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and like I said before, when getting up the kind of courage just to call him up and you know, be like, Dave, I don't want you to make you uncomfortable or this or that, but yeah, it was an incredible thing. And then just getting him in the studio and when we practice and play, he's incredibly, incredibly great drummer. You know, I think people know him just for certain styles and things, but whatever we do, he just jumps right in. He's amazing. He's a really great guy. And, you know, he's a true credit, because I think a lot of people, and I mean, he's a little younger than I am, but they show their age and they're there just trying to survive and stuff. And Dave is a person that he knows that there's a lot of people that, I mean, that shake when they see him and stuff. Oh, Dave, you know. And it's great, and he knows that every night there's going to be a lot of people that are there just to watch him play drums, and he takes that very serious, and he wants to do the best that he can, and not have the same thing with Suicidal, not be a nostalgic thing, but be out there and kicking ass, you know? And so it's a great time for both of us.
Full Metal Jacket, going to take a quick break. Coming up next, though, music from Pantera, plus we've got Jamie Josta checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and more with our guest, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies on the show with us tonight. Mike, you were a kid when you started Suicidal Tendencies. What's different now about the way you express yourself with music, and also what never changed?
Well, I was always able to know that people weren't going to like me, you know, and so I never let that bother me. You know, I know a lot of people it bothers them. And in the same sense, I never did anything to get people to dislike, which a lot of people would try to do intentionally. You know, there was always purpose in what I did, and I never intended to be an blow a lot of people. You know, that's their interpretation. And I think when you do your own thing and you want to do your own thing and you're not so concerned about fitting in, it scares people and it bothers them, you know. And, you know, I think it still applies now. You know, when we started, you know, what we were doing, records didn't sell, you know. Punk bands bragged about selling a couple thousand, and now records don't sell again, you know. So it's, as I tell people, it's a great opportunity to do what you want, rather than do what you think somebody else wants, because, you know, society is always changes, and, you know, you see the trends as they come and go, and what's cool one minute is a joke and next. So, you know, your life shouldn't be a trend. It should be something that's personal, and that's what the band is, a very personal thing. It's a very honest thing. And, you know, rather than trying to be the Wizard of Oz, or, you know, something bigger than you are, you know, or, you know, trying to, you know, create some facade that has no substance, you know. So I am who I am, and, you know, I know that a lot of people won't like me, don't like me, and that's all right.
Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies is with us this evening. It's Full Metal Jackie. And coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Newstone Sour coming up next. Music from Saxon. More with Mike Muir. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Muir from Suicidal Tendencies with us on the show tonight. And Suicidal has always stood for individuality. Who encouraged you most to be yourself and express that attitude with your music?
Oh, wow. Well, I always talk about my dad, and that's probably the biggest thing. You know, I used to always hear my dad say, you know, it's your life, it's not mine. You know, there are so many people, my dad played football in college, and so many people, what their parents did, they wanted their kids to do, whether they're, you know, doctors, lawyers, whatever it was, policemen, military, you know, sports, or they weren't good at it, they wanted their kid, you know, live vicariously through their kids. And my dad always said, you know what, it's, you know, you do what you want, you know. And I was like, hey, I want to play baseball. He grabbed a mitt, excuse me, and he played baseball. If I want to play football, I play football, you know. It was my thing. My brother wanted a skateboard, he got him a skateboard, you know. He said, it's our life, and, you know, ultimately, he's going to be gone, and we have to, you know, we have to live on and do our thing. So I think that's the most important thing is finding your own path, whatever you do, and not trying to follow someone else. And, you know, so I was fortunate that I did like very few bands, and there's a whole lot of bands that I didn't like, you know, but I definitely appreciated, you know, someone like Johnny Light and Johnny Rotten, and his wittiness and his ability to upset people for the right reason, because they were wrong, you know, and they didn't want to be wrong to someone such as him. So it was hilarious. And some people that just basically, you know, chose to do things their own way and didn't worry about what other people thought, you know, because they were thinking, you know. And it goes to the whole point, I mean, with politics and stuff now, and everybody talks about we need a leader, and I was like, what is a leader? And I've had this discussion with so many people recently, and they, you know, you get out of context and they put you down. But, you know, Miguel said a leader is someone that doesn't get you to follow. A leader is someone that gets you to blaze your own trail. And that's why I don't vote. You know what I mean? There's nobody leaders. They're trying to get you to follow, you know? And that's what Suicidal, our point is. We're not trying to tell you what to think. We're not trying to get people to be like us. We're trying to get people to be like themselves, you know? And I think too many people say, I'm just being myself. And you look at it, I go, nah, you're just doing the opposite of someone else or reacting to someone else. You're not following your heart. And that's what Suicidal is about, is, you know, being yourself, you know, and finding out, taking that journey, your own journey, and not learning the hard way, being smart, you know. You don't have to just start running out in the middle of the desert, you know. Be prepared for whatever you do, and you know, challenge yourself, but don't be stupid.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest, Mike Muir. Avatar! Full Metal Jackie with Mike Muir. Suicidal Tendencies is going to be, you know, touring for the summer. World Gone Mad is out there. You know, you've said that World Gone Mad might be the band's final album. What goes through your mind when you think about whether or not to make an album?
I think it's a whole different process now, because previously it used to be, okay, it's, you know, time to do another record. It's, you know, we go in there and you record, and you're going into a studio and you're paying money, and you have everything planned out before you even go in there, you know. Now with the good side of music, and I guess everybody has their own studio, or anybody can do Pro Tools, and so you can go in at any time, so you don't sit there and go like, we're going in, we have this amount of time, this blah, blah, blah. So you don't really think about it. And we found that over the years, we record a lot of stuff just because love doing music and having fun, and not necessarily love the aspect of putting it out for other people to hear and judge or whatever. But I think that with World Gone Mad, I think it's a perfect statement record to fit in with all what else we've done in the past, and is a good way to end it. You know, we, as I said before, we, at the same time we recorded an EP, and there's a possibility we'll still put that out. But a very good chance that'll be the last album that we do. And, you know, I know Dave is, every time we talk, he's like, hey, let's record something or this or that. So we'll always record things. Whether we put it out, I don't know. We've been so busy since this record's come out, and we got so much stuff already planned that it's like, you know, it's like I can't even think about even recording another record anyhow. So I guess that's good.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. Going to see you soon, and good luck with all this touring that's to come this summer. And, you know, you're always welcome on the show. I'm always interested in what's next for Suicidal. So thank you so much for everything.
Cool. Thank you again, too. Definitely appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you again.
It's Full Battle Jackie. Quick break. Up next, a Saxon song. My favorite, actually, that is either about an old steam train or about me. You decide.